Tonight I am not here to play games with you, to criticize you, to judge you, to ridicule you. I am only here tonight because God has called me to be here to be of help to you. Hallelujah. The Lord wants you to know tonight that He is your friend, even closer than a brother. God has spoke through His word, through all of the singing tonight. It's touched all over what the Lord has been ministering in my spirit today. So I know, and let it be confirmed tonight, that surely the Lord has a purpose for each and every one of you that's in this place. What is that purpose? You know what it is? It's to have joy in your life. It's to have peace in your life. It's to be of sound mind and of good health. Oftentimes the devil steals from us through doubt and fear the things that God wants us to keep inside of our hearts. Somebody needs to say, by faith tonight, I'm healed. I know you don't feel good, but you've got to speak it by faith. I'm healed in the name of Jesus. Some of you have been discouraged tonight, but believe with faith tonight. Somebody say, I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged. Somebody's got to get a hold of it tonight for it to come alive. Jesus spoke to the woman that had the issue. She went to the temple all her life, and He said, woman, if you only knew you were already loosed from your infirmity, you wouldn't have sat around all your life looking around in an empty building. Church, if you only knew the power that you had inside of you, you wouldn't let any person that ever comes across your path keep you from being who you are tonight. So you might want to sit there and criticize me, but the Lord said, if you criticize me, that you're criticizing Him. You might want to be a hater, but I welcome the haters, because the more that you hate on me, the closer that I get in to where the Lord wants me to be. He said that they would hate you, but they hated Him first. So don't you worry about the critics. Don't you worry about what anybody would say, but you just be who you are. You just celebrate the God that you know is real. You let some look at somebody and say, I believe it. I believe it. Touch your neighbor and say, do you believe? Look over and say, do you know who you are? Do you know who you are tonight? You might not even know my middle name, but I bet you know that I'm a child of the Most High God. You might not know everything that I've been through, but I've been through enough to know that He will be enough for me. I've been through enough, so I'm not going to sit down. I'm not going to give in. I'm not going to be discouraged. The Lord has not called me to be defeated, but the Bible says that one day for the redeemed, that Jesus will come back and be looking for a people that knows who they are. How many of you have been bought by the blood of the Lamb? How many of you have been saved by Jesus Christ? That's something to praise Him about. That's something to be reminded that though the devil may tempt you, though the enemy may persecute you, that you shall not live by this world and what it gives, but you live by the fact that you are redeemed. I feel His presence. I don't know whether to run or to preach. I don't know. All that I know is I feel good, and there's nothing going to stop me unless the Lord just comes to get me. I don't know if there's anybody else that really is thankful for the things that they've come through, that really is grateful for the things that God has done. When I look at all that the Lord has done, it will not keep me on my seat. When I've looked at all the good things that God has blessed me with, you'll not find me silent. When I look at my life and see that I should have been dead, it makes me feel good to be alive. When I think about that I was bound for hell, but yet I had a God who loved me enough to save me, it makes me so glad I'm saved. I need somebody to shout in this place right now. Somebody ought to be thankful for what the Lord is doing. Somebody ought to let somebody know. Well, church, sometimes we act like we don't even know who He is. We don't even act like that we've got anything in us worth living for. But God said that I would go away, that I would send another comforter to you. Jesus had to go, but He said that where I go,
there you may be also. Oh, glory to God. So while we're here, we have the presence of His Spirit to remind us that He is with us. So my question to you is, what are you doing to stir up the gifts that are within you? What are you going to recall that God has done for you to make it come alive again? I've heard your testimony, and if that was my testimony, God, it'd be powerful in my life. But I can't celebrate the way that you can celebrate when you recall the good things that the Lord has done. I can't praise Him for you the way that you can. I can't show honor to God the way that you can. It's on you tonight to decide for yourself that I'm going to live with purpose and I'm going somewhere. Look at somebody and say, where are you going? Look back at them and say, I'm going somewhere. You're not going to find me waiting at the bus stop. When I was traveling over in France, I went for a trip for an entire month on a business trip, and I went alone, and I couldn't read any of the signs that was around me. I got confused, but when I saw the bus coming, and I identified and saw it coming, I was like, I better get on board, or this thing's going to get up and leave me. There comes a point when the Lord is knocking at your heart, and you might not be able to interpret anything going on around you, but when you hear Him call, all that He wants you to do is get on board while He's passing by. Oftentimes we let it pass us by and we sit and lament over what could have been. But church, I'm tired of living in what could have been. I'm tired of living in what could have been. I'm here tonight breathing in front of you now. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to show that you are alive in Christ. Today is the day to let the devil know that enough is enough. I feel like dancing in here right now. Enough is enough. I'm dancing all over Him. Somebody needs to join me right now. Glory to God. The Lord is mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. I don't know about you. I don't know when it's coming, okay? But I know one day He's going to bless me with His peace, and I'm going to say thank you, God, that I didn't let it ride on by before I accepted You and received You. Are you warmed up yet? Working on it. We're getting there. We're shaking this stuff off. Are you alive in Christ? That's a better answer. Go in the Bible with me to the book of John. We're going to read in the 6th chapter. I'm going to read a series of verses to you, and I'm going to ask you a very important question. The same question that the disciples asked in an hour where they should have known their purpose, but yet within themselves grew weary. Some of us tonight know our calling. How many of you will testify to that? How many of you know what you're called to do? You know your purpose. But yet when things begin to be pressing upon our life, our purpose gets diluted with excuse and fear and doubt and especially unbelief, taking away the very fact you know that God is able and getting you to a place where faith cannot work. Let's read tonight verse 9 in chapter 6. We are on the cusp of one of the times that thousands were fed by the miracle of Christ. How many of you know that the miracle wasn't just a show-off moment for Jesus, but it was something He was using to teach those that were around Him? He had disciples that were on the brink of walking away, and they needed to learn by the signs and wonders of Christ, and not only by the Word. Had it been that they had been compelled by the Word, they wouldn't have needed a miracle to learn anything. If we knew everything that the Bible said, then tell me this, why do we still go through things? I'm here to tell you that just because you go through things isn't a pointing of the finger to you that says you're a bad person. Just because you suffer a little while doesn't mean that you are something that no one can love. Just because you suffer a little bit doesn't mean that you are not without purpose. But the Lord uses these moments in our life where He can bring forth a miracle that out of the miracle, you can be taught and learn from the experience. If I had never been delivered by the power of God from drugs, then I would not know and believe the way I do about a very powerful delivering God. Out of the miracle, God uses that as a teaching experience. He brought them through. He brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, not just to show off, But he was teaching the people about who he was and who he could be. He brought them through everything, not just to show up and be glorified, but he wanted them to learn and understand his purpose in their life. And when they strayed from learning from the miracle, they had manna hitting them in the face, and they were unsatisfied with the things that they were receiving. They weren't learning from the blessings that God gave. So if you have ever had anything given to you by God, it was for something for you to learn about. So we're in this place. Jesus is trying to steal away to mourn, but he has a following going after him, trying to go out to a place where he can be alone. But there's thousands that are on his tail. So they get out to a place to where he can deliver the message that everybody can see him and understand what he's trying to say. So he's speaking unto them, and we open up and they say, all these people have sat here and listened to you, and they have nothing to eat. They don't have anything that they can eat on. What are we going to do? At that time, it would cost about 200 denarii or 200 days of wages to have fed that many people in that time. And I'm here to tell you that I don't know if you have the board to see how much Jesus had in his ministry. I don't know if the treasurer was being very faithful in that hour. But chances are you can read that he says, we don't have enough to supply this need. How many of you are looking at your life right now and saying, I don't have enough to do this on my own? I don't have enough to accomplish the task before me. But out of the lack, Jesus said that those that would be poor would be raised up to be rich. Those that are abased, those that go through something shall be exalted, shall be blessed. Those who will be willing to go through something are those that will be blessed. Some of you need to write that down. Those of you that are willing to go through something, God's going to bless you. Verse 9, it says, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. We're discarding the fact that some of them had families. We're just counting men in this moment. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. And when they were, say that word, filled, he said unto his disciples, read that phrase right here. Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. When you look at me, you probably see another human being, just like the other billions of people in this world, and that's normal. But when I look at myself in the mirror, I don't see anything that I'm proud of. I examine my life and see all the things I did wrong, see all the times I should have done different. Look back in my life, have many regrets. But as I look, I still see something that's good. I look within myself now and I see, brother, that I'm no longer dead, but I'm alive. I look in the mirror and I see someone that could have been lost, but is now found. And the Lord showed me today that I'm a fragment out of a miracle. There was still enough to take to the next journey. If God has ever blessed you and you have obeyed him to the saving of somebody's life, then you have gathered up the fragments of what God has given you. Had somebody not had faith out of something that they had learned from, brother, we wouldn't have had a chance. They'd said, let the drug addicts go. Let them burn. Don't worry about them. There's so many others to worry over. They'd looked at the murderers and say, well, let them die. They deserve to. They'd looked at all the drunks and all those that were in disarray. They'd looked at the leper, those that were unclean, those that had transgressed, and said, let's throw them all away. But out of the miracle of Jesus Christ, we are made broken because he is broken. And out of his brokenness, we become something special. You're just a fragment. When you gather up all the fragments of the miracles of God, you've got enough to go on through another thing. And another thing, and another thing. So Jesus commands them to take up out of the midst of the miracle. And I'm here to tell you, what may not look like much to others, to those that are hungry, it's all they've got. I could live my life. I could watch preaching on my phone and listen to praise and worship on the radio
and could probably survive and be somewhat happy. But I find it more fulfilling when I take the part I have and I bring it and combine it with other people that are like-minded to Christ. And when we bundle up everything that we've got, when we're looking ahead on the horizon and see the journey that's ahead of us, glory to God, you'll be able to get through it. I'm talking to you tonight. I'm not asking you to dig down and get something that you don't have. You don't have the Denali to take care of this miracle. You don't have what it takes in you alone to do this, but you possess the one virtue. Glory to God. They said there's a lad out there that has just a little bit of food, and I'm here to tell you, God can take a little bit and he can make it much. He has took my life and made much out of it. Nothing for me to brag about, but everything for me to celebrate in. So they gather the fragments, not knowing that they were about to encounter another journey. So here we stand. We're going across, Derek. We're on our way on what seems like a normal happenstance situation. And then out of nowhere, the tempest rise. What you may look at in your life as small, the Lord wants you to learn that it's huge. We undervalue prayer. If we valued prayer at its true potential, I wouldn't even be able to say, hey, how you doing? Because you'd be praying. We undervalue praise just when we feel like it. Just when I'm moved to do it. My mama's done stuff for me all my life. I didn't have to say thank you, but something in me felt like I needed to. A burden upon me made me want to say thank you for what you've done for me. Thank you for raising me the best that you could. Thank you for doing things that I didn't deserve. If God has ever done anything for you, I don't care if everybody else behind me says that you have no right to be thankful. I'm here to tell you, if God has ever done anything for you, it's a reason to let him know that you are thankful for what he has done. And what might seem like a little fragment, when you put your little hand in the air and say, I praise you, Lord, might not seem like very much to you, but it took having just a little something that God could use to make it multiply into something big. If you only knew the little bit that you had was more than enough to conquer the giants. If you only knew that what you had was more than enough to overcome the critics. If you only knew what you had was more than enough to have all the energy to accomplish what is ahead of you, then you would not discard the fragments that God has given you. Our righteousness at its best is as filthy rags. So that's to say, we're broken, but by the miracle of salvation, we're made what? Whole. We are then a vessel that can contain a substance, right? So God pours in his spirit. And though the devil may take your zeal, might take your desires, he can't take the Spirit of God from you. If you ever were saved, then you know what his Spirit is. If God has ever spoke to you, then you know his Spirit. So even when everything feels like it's being ripped right out of our hand, you still have some fragments down inside of you. My heart is broken. Every week, we let the devil steal our service. My heart is broken. You might forget about it and go on about your week, but all week long I'm wondering, God, what can I do better? What can I do more? God, what am I missing? I look inside of myself and say, God, if there's anything in me that is being a hindrance to who I can be, then help me to make it to where it can be used for you. Jesus didn't just give the bread as it was, but he broke the bread as a sign, a prophetic word of the suffering that was to come. And as he gave it unto others, so the miracle of multiplication began to happen. When God can take your little bit and you can be willing to be broken, he can cause miracles to come out of what little bit that you have left. I'm not asking you to come up here and preach like I do. I'm not asking you to go up there and sing like the singers do, but I'm asking you to take the things that God has given you, the fragments he has blessed you with, and to allow him to use you, that out of your brokenness somebody can be saved. Do you know that as we are made whole in Christ, that there are people that do not know him? They need to know him. But if we don't have what we need in here to supply to them, they will starve. But we can build a church as beautiful as we want. But without a true substance of His anointing, they'll starve. We could fill the house up every service, and they'll starve. God is not putting more on you than you could ever bear. But He has made a way of escape for you, that through your brokenness, that you'd what? Be able to bear it. We limit the potential of the power of God when we withhold our portion. And this act is called disobedience. And to him who knows to obey him and does not obey him, to those that quench the Spirit of God, to those that withhold their blessing, to them it is sin. And when we live in a life of withholding, when we are in need, we encounter a moment where we're asking for something and the suffering is greater than what it even should be. I'm here to tell you that there is a brokenness to feel. There is something to suffer. For if there were no suffering in this life, then Jesus wouldn't have went to the trouble to say that in this walk of life you shall be persecuted. He went as far as to say, but remember, I have overcome the world. You don't have to make the miracle happen. You don't have to work 80 hours a week to try to pay that off. You don't have to struggle to try to get to where you're going. But bless God, if you look inside of what you've got and realize the power that you have inside of you, no weapon formed against you could ever prosper. So let's read on. Verse 26 says, Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which what? Perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed.